It's time for a new episode of Hold the Mic with Jenna and Lexi.
Hold the mic.
Hi, everyone. It's Lexi, and we are back for a new episode of Hold the Mic. I'm riding solo today as I'm heading to cheer at the Mountain West basketball tournament in Vegas next week. So I wanted to make sure to record an episode and get it out before I left. With that being said, let's hop right into our segments for Game of the Week. Since I am heading to the Mountain West tournament, I'm really interested to see how both our women's, Boise State, women's and men's teams do. Our men's team has had an incredible season and we're the regular season conference champs. And we had a ceremony on Tuesday after the game. It was probably one of the best days of my life. There was confetti. We were all taking pictures. The student section stormed the court, which was a lot of fun. And it was just definitely a really, really fun night. And so I'm excited to see how they do in the tournament. But also our women's team is slated to play on Sunday, March 6th against San Diego State at 5:30 Mountain Time. For Cheat Sheet, opening day for Major League Baseball has been canceled due to the lockout that's currently happening. The players' union and league owners have yet to come to an agreement with everything that's going on. There was a statement that came out that said players will not be paid for missed games, and this is the first regular season where games will be lost to work stoppage since the players' strike in 1994 through 95. Who's on my radar? Khalil Shakir is a wide receiver for Boise State. He just finished up his senior season and has been competing in the NFL Combine over the past few days. In his 40-yard dash, he ran an unofficial time of 4.35. Eight receivers ran under a 4.4, and so we're just wishing Khalil the best of luck at the Combine and throughout the draft.
This episode of Hold the Mic is brought to you by Chillo. Are you having trouble finding a roommate?
Or looking for a new place that's actually within your budget? We know there's a lot of headache that surrounds housing, and Chillo is here to help.
Chillo is an app that makes it easier than ever to find a rental and a roommate all in one place. Whether you're a renter or landlord, be sure to check out the Chillo app in the Apple App Store today.
And for a limited time, Chillo will be donating $1 to every app downloaded to a local nonprofit dedicated to ending homelessness in Idaho. So what are you waiting for? Download the Chillo app today. So we have a very special guest today. One of my best friends that I've known for, I don't even know how many years. She plays beach volleyball at Concordia. And I would like to welcome Shannon Evans to the podcast.
Hi, Lexi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. So let's start out by you just kind of introducing yourself, where you're from, what grade you are, and then what you're studying at Concordia, stuff like that. Just tell me about you.
All right. So I'm Shannon. I am a senior here at Concordia University Irvine, and I have been playing beach volleyball here for 3 years, and I am studying kinesiology, and I'm planning on going to nursing school after Concordia.
That's so exciting. Could you kind of talk about how you originally got into volleyball?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I started playing volleyball, I think when I was 12, my dad, he sent me to this little summer camp at Coronado, actually, where I went to high school. And it was just like a 3-day little camp. And I just absolutely loved it. And then that's how I got into indoor, and I played all throughout middle school and high school. And I wanted to play in college. And I actually went to a junior college my first year at MiraCosta. It's in Oceanside. And I just absolutely loved it. It was so fun. And then at MiraCosta, I was actually able to play indoor and beach. And yeah, so that's when I fell in love with beach volleyball. And then I tried to get recruited for that. And then that's how I ended up at Concordia.
I love that story. I mean, I've heard it. I've lived through it alongside you, but I just love hearing it. Did you play beach throughout high school too? Like, did you compete and stuff?
Yeah, so I actually, beach volleyball isn't that huge in Henderson, Nevada, but I would play sometimes like I think I played for about like 3 summers, but it was just really like here and there. I wouldn't play like daily or anything, but that wasn't until college where I started to like play every day. And I really like got some, just like I got really consistent with playing, but yeah, I played over summers throughout high school.
Okay. I kind of remember that now.
Yeah. So and we would like travel to like California for like little tournaments.
Oh yes. Gotcha. So kind of on a timeline, I guess, could you start by talking about kind of your high school experience? Because I know you played, well, obviously indoor and beach, but I like remember you playing indoor, but then your senior year, you were still playing indoor at Coronado where we went to high school, but you were doing school online, or was it through Nevada State?
Yeah. So actually I did a little different path in high school. I went to Coronado my first 2 years and I was playing volleyball that whole time. And then I decided I wanted to do online school, and I actually ended up graduating half a year early, but I still was able to play at Coronado while I did that. So it was really nice because I did my online school and I had time to travel with volleyball because I was doing club volleyball at the time too. And it just gave me like a lot of extra free time to do like the whole recruiting process and work and play volleyball. And yeah, it was really nice that I was able to still play at the high school and do online school.
Yeah. You said you only did 2 years at Coronado. Why do I remember you doing 3?
It felt like I was always there. I know. Always went to all the dances.
You still came to all the stuff. I remember you came to senior sunrise and then you weren't going to come to senior sunset. And you're like, I don't even go here. And I was like, no, Shannon. I was like, you went to senior sunrise. You have to go to senior sunset. I was like, I don't care if you go to Coronado or not. And then you were supposed to show your student ID at the door, but the people who were working it like recognized Shannon. They were like, oh, hey, like welcome. And Shannon and I just walked in. We were like freaking out in the parking lot. We're like, are they going to let her in? Like she doesn't even go here.
Hey, it was almost like I was still there. Everyone knew me. But I got the best of both worlds.
Yeah. So since you were able to travel all the time and play club throughout high school, since you were doing online school, how was kind of the recruiting process for you? Like, were you trying to get recruited throughout that time? Were you just focused on playing volleyball? Like, what was kind of your mindset throughout all of that?
Yeah. So my junior year of high school, I started really focusing on the whole recruiting process. And usually for volleyball, like they start earlier than that, but I was on a club called Exposure, and our club director, she was super big on getting us recruited. And so she would help us. She would show us like how the whole process worked and how to like email coaches. And she just like made sure that we got our names out there. And my dad helped me make a highlight video. So I was definitely working on that all like junior and senior year. And it's definitely a lot of work, but it paid off. And if you email enough schools, it'll work out. So
yeah, for sure.
I was talking to a bunch of schools, but mostly like D2 schools. And but I found MiraCosta, and I ended up I wanted to be in Southern California by the beach. So that was really the major factor that I ended up with.
Yeah, I love that. Did you kind of like through your process, did you want to play indoor? Did you want to play beach? Like what were you kind of, did you want to pick a school based off like you could play both? What was kind of your outlook on that?
Originally, I was just set on playing indoor because that's what I was confident in. And I loved indoor. I still do, but I think as I got into my senior year and I was playing beach over the summer, I realized that that was a potential. Like if I was able to play both, that would be really awesome too. And I knew that if I were to play in Southern California, there's like a lot of schools that their indoor team also would play. Like it would be their beach team as well. So, but originally I just wanted to play indoor. So that's what I was getting or trying to be recruited for.
Yeah. And now you're just playing beach.
Yes, right. Just beach.
That's so cool. What would you say? I mean, which one do you kind of prefer? Do you have a favorite or anything like that? Or do you just have a love for both?
Personally, I love beach volleyball. for indoor, I was a right side or an opposite hitter. And you don't touch the ball as much as the other hitters. Like, the outside gets most of the sets. But mm-hmm. when I started playing beach volleyball, I just absolutely loved it. And the atmosphere is amazing. You're literally, you get to play the sport at the beach. I'm literally at the beach every day.
Yeah.
And then after practice, I just go and hop in the water, and it's just the best environment. And I'm so happy playing beach volleyball, and you get to touch every other ball. Like, you are in the game. It's just you and your partner.
Yeah. I love that. So yeah. I feel like every kind of athlete we've had on the podcast has gone from high school to D1. And I think it's so cool that you've had that kind of JUCO experience. Could you talk about that? Because even though it was just for a year, could you kind of talk about that year and then from there moving to Concordia?
Yeah, so I think junior colleges are great because a lot of times athletes, they don't really get to play their first couple years, especially mm-hmm. when you're playing like at a high level school. And going to a junior college first, you just hop right in. Like, there's only freshmen and sophomores on the team, so like, you're expected to play right away. And I definitely got like that college experience playing time at my junior college. So like, I felt a lot more confident when I went into Concordia and I was playing these like big teams like Pepperdine and LMU and Long Beach. And so I felt like I had that like mental toughness that I could go in and compete right away.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. No, that's awesome. I love even just like living like alongside you through your like college volleyball journey has been so cool. But how has it been living in California? You kind of touched on it a little bit, but just living in California, getting to play beach volleyball at the beach and then like run and jump in the water afterwards. How has that kind of been?
I honestly couldn't ask for any more. I've had a great experience I live in Irvine. That's where my school is. And I'm 15 minutes from the beach. Sometimes we practice at Corona del Mar, which is a beach down here. And it's really nice. The weather is perfect. I like going to a small school. Like, I feel very like close to all my professors. And mm-hmm. so the aspect of like school here, I really like it. And also, I don't know, I've just made like so many great friends, and it's a great place to be.
Yeah. And it's close to home.
Yeah, it's close to home. I'm only 4 hours away. So
yeah,
it's really nice because I'm like far enough from home where I can get like my space. But also my parents, like, they're not too far away, so they can come to all my games, which is really nice too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Have they been able, because your season has started, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So have they been able to come out to some games and everything like that?
Yeah, they've been to all my games so far.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Been a good start. We're 6-0 right now. So we are.
Oh, wow. Do you have the same partner every like time you compete, or does it change sometimes?
Usually during our off season, we'll train with everyone on our team, and like the coaches will see who works well together. And it really has to do with like personalities, and mm-hmm. like, sometimes you can have like the best two players playing together, but it just like doesn't work with their personalities. So there's like a lot of different things that tie into it, but I've been with the same partner the past 6 games, and like everyone's figured out like who plays well together. But each year it just depends like who's on the team. But last year I had a different partner, and this year I'm playing with a freshman. Her name's Tatum. She's awesome.
Aww.
And yeah, we're killing it.
That's so awesome. Who do you think is kind of like your biggest competition for beach, or who, I mean, if you guys have an upcoming game or something that you're kind of preparing for, who would it be?
So we have a lot of really good competition because we're actually a D2 school, but because our program is so new and there's not a lot of D2 beach volleyball programs around, we play a lot of the D1 schools. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're like the underdogs, but we can keep up.
Yeah,
but I'd say Bakersfield is one of our top rivals, you could say.
Yeah,
we're pretty like evenly matched with them, and we're hoping to beat them this year. We've beat them before, and then last year I think they took one off of us, but I'd say Bakersfield, and then I don't know. There's a lot of really good teams. We're playing Pepperdine as well. Okay. They're a very strong program, but I want to beat them so bad this year.
Yeah. Have you been, so you told me that this week is kind of your spring break. Have you guys been practicing? Do you get the week off? What does that kind of look like?
We practice during our spring break.
Okay.
You don't get that.
Same. Yep. We have 2 days coming up. Super pumped for those.
Especially since we have 2 games tomorrow. We've been.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We actually practice this week, Monday through Thursday in the mornings at 7 a.m. at the beach. And then today we just have like a short hour and a half practice to get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah. Since you're out in the sun, I feel like all the time, do you get like the weird tan lines, or do you like try to wear clothes that you don't get weird tan lines?
Yes, I definitely get my spandex tan lines. we can wear tank tops. We don't wear sports bras or anything, but yeah, I get funky tan lines every year. So I try to balance it out when I go to the beach.
Yeah. Do you have someone that you kind of look up to when it comes to either like indoor volleyball or beach? Is there someone that you really kind of aspire to be like?
Wow. I have, honestly, one of my teammates right now, she played at UCLA and she transferred here because she's doing a master's program.
Oh, wow.
But her name's Hannah, and she is just like one of the hardest workers I've ever met. And she has so much knowledge, like coming from one of the top D1 programs in beach volleyball. And I honestly really look up to her because she's just like such an inspiration, and she works so hard and she just knows so much about volleyball. And she's always just amazes me with all the balls that she can get up.
Yeah, I love that. So you and I have kind of talked about this, but you still have 1 year of eligibility. I know you were kind of going back and forth. Do you have any more kind of like ideas, whether you're going to use it, whether you're going to kind of graduate and be done, or do you kind of know what that is looking like?
So it's been so weird, like playing sports during COVID, and it's really been the weirdest thing, but thankfully I've actually been able to play every season. And I would be down to use my extra year, and I've been going back and forth about it because I'm so happy with where my life is at right now. I'm like in denial that I'm graduating in 2 months. So I don't know if I'll use it, but it's definitely a possibility. But at the same time, I kind of want to just move on and like get my nursing school done. Yeah, and I know that I can always play volleyball like when I want, because it's like one of those games that you can pick up. You can go to the beach and play with friends. But I think I'll definitely miss just being on like a team with all my friends and that family I have right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we've talked about, so it's so funny because after winter break, I drove back from Vegas to Boise. And so Shannon and I talked to each other on the phone. I think it was like 3 or 4 hours, but it made the time go by so quick. And we were just kind of talking about like everything under the sun and just kind of our plans. But one of the biggest things was like, we can't believe that like this is our senior year. We're going to be done soon. Like it's all becoming so surreal, especially because we both graduate in what, 2 months?
I know. I don't want to think about it.
I know. I'm like, I'm sad. When does your guys' season end? Do you guys go past graduation, or does your season end before?
We go until mid-April. We actually have like a big championship in Florida, actually, that it's our first year we're going to be able to go. So
that's so cool. Excited. Oh my gosh. I think you had mentioned that to me, but that's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just can't believe that I'm a senior already.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's wild. I feel like we really missed out on a year and a half because of COVID.
I know. I'm like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like a senior. I feel like...
Yeah, no. I'm like, I'm still stuck on sophomore year. Like, my mindset is still like sophomore year Lexi.
Not ready to be an adult.
No. But kind of talking about that, you said you want to go to nursing school. What kind of got you into nursing or made you choose nursing?
So I've talked to a lot of nurses, and I don't have anyone in my family particularly who is a nurse, but my mom, she is an occupational therapist in the hospital, and she has like a lot of friends who just work in the medical field. And I just wanted to pick something that I could help people. And also, like, I love traveling. So I was like, why don't I be a travel nurse? I can work wherever I want, and I can help people, and I can just do a bunch of different things with nursing. There's always opportunity wherever you go. And I just think that it feels like a really good fit for me.
Yeah. I love that. So I saw, or you had told me that you did like an Instagram takeover for your team. I think it was a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago. And it was kind of like a day in your life. Could you tell me about like kind of the things that you do throughout the day? I don't know if it's work or volunteer or internship, but I know it's something. Could you kind of just talk about that?
Yeah, totally. So a typical day, I recently quit that job because it was like an internship. and I was working at a physical therapy clinic. But
okay, that's what it was. Yeah,
I don't work there anymore. But when I would wake up around like 7. I'd go to work for a few hours. And then if I didn't work, we'd have 6:30 a.m. weights in the mornings.
Oh, wow.
Rough, but we actually don't do that anymore. But yes, yeah, so the weights are practice, or weights are work in the morning. Then I'd come home, eat some breakfast, go to class. And then I usually have like 2 or 3 classes a day. And then after that, I'd get my lunch. And then me and my teammates, we carpool to practice. We don't have any courts on campus yet, but they are hoping to build some. But we practice usually at like, it's called the Great Park. So it's like 10 minutes away. And then we practice for 2.5 to 3 hours. And then I'd come back and I live in the dorms at my school. So me and my friends who live in the dorms, we go to the CAF, eat our dinner, and then just like I do homework and whatever else I need to do.
Yeah.
It's a very busy day.
I love that. Yeah, no, that is busy. Is your schedule kind of like crazy with nursing, or do you think you're able to like manage it pretty well?
With nursing, I haven't started anything yet for that, but I think this semester is actually not as bad as last semester. I only have 3 classes in person, 1 online.
Okay.
So it's pretty manageable right now. And it's a nice last semester. I'm not too crazy. I don't have too much work now that I don't work anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm just focusing on school and volleyball right now. And yeah, it's all good.
There you go. Do you guys travel a lot for beach?
Well, recently we actually went to San Jose, and we played four games. But usually, like, a lot of the schools we play are pretty local, or like the most we have to drive is like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not terrible, but we play a lot of home games. Or I think the furthest, other than Florida, we're gonna go is to Bakersfield.
Okay.
So we pretty much stay around California.
Yeah, that's nice. You were kind of talking about your school, and how many students is there at Concordia?
I think there's about only like 2,500. There's not that many.
Oh, wow.
Very small school.
Oh my gosh. That's like close to, I feel like, our graduating class, or no, it's less than Coronado, where we went to high school.
Yeah.
Coronado's like 4,000. And then I think our graduating class was like, or the people in our grade was like 1,000, something like that.
Yeah, it's very small. But like at Concordia, there's, I think, like 60% of the students are athletes.
Yeah.
So it's very like either it's athletes or music people. So
yeah, I feel like that has to be a lot of fun because you're surrounded by people who kind of have like similar schedules or like kind of the same mindset. How has that kind of been, just being surrounded by people? Because I feel like you all are kind of in the same place of like, we have our sport, we have school, but like you like to have fun too. But how has that been?
I really like it. Yeah, definitely. Like you said, there's a lot of like-minded people. We're playing our sports, going to school. So like people get it when like people are busy and everything, but
yeah,
fun. Yeah. Like everyone's on their sports teams. We all hang out. Like, I feel like all the athletes are really close together, and we all hang out, and yeah, it's a good time. It's really fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. What other sports are there at Concordia?
Pretty much all of them, except for football. We don't have football, which is so sad.
Okay, but yeah.
Our men's volleyball team is really good. They're D1 and they're amazing. And then we have basketball, men's and women's. We have tennis, soccer, water polo.
Oh, wow. Yeah, water polo is a huge thing in California.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Our water polo team's pretty good. And I think, who am I missing?
Track.
Track, yes. Track.
Maria.
Yep, Maria. My best friend.
Didn't you guys go on a boat this week?
We did. Oh, see, that's another great thing about living in California.
Yeah.
I texted my friend, I'm like, hey, let's go to the beach. And I was driving to the beach and she calls me. She's like, do you want to go on my friend's boat? And I was like, yes. Like, is that even a question?
That's
so I found myself on a boat and there was dolphins swimming around us and it was amazing.
That's so cool. I know. I feel like you're always on. I mean, you're an adventurous person as is, but I feel like every time I look at your Snapchat story, you're like, always on a new adventure. What are some things you kind of like to do in California?
Well, I like going on the boat, obviously.
There you go.
I recently found a new beach in Laguna. I like exploring and finding new beaches, but I found this really pretty beach where there's like all these kelp beds and reefs, and I've been snorkeling there with my friends.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so I do that. I go to the beach a lot. I like bought a bike. Sometimes I go biking.
I love that.
Just hang out with my friends. I don't know. I went to Yosemite over break last semester with some of my friends.
Oh, that's cool.
Big group together, and I went to Yosemite for a week. So I'm just always trying to find like a new adventure, honestly.
Yeah.
There's so many things you can do here.
Yeah, that's so fun. Kind of going back to like your school and like Concordia, mm-hmm. Do you ever, not regret, regret's not the word I'm looking for, but do you ever kind of like wish you would have had a bigger, like gone to a bigger school, or do you like love and appreciate that you were like the journey you had?
Sometimes I thought about like what it would be like going to a big school, and sometimes like going to such a small school, it almost feels like you're in high school again. But
yeah,
I really like how I like know all my professors personally, mm-hmm. and like I feel like I've built a relationship with all of them, so it's just nice that like when I need help with assignments, or I just have that like relationship with my professors. And I also like have gotten to know a lot more people. Like I feel like it's not just, I'm not like this number at a giant school. I feel like I know everyone at my school, and it's just nice having like this little community.
Yeah.
So I personally love going to a smaller school because mm-hmm. I've just gotten to know so many awesome people, but I'm sure a big school would be nice too. There's I've got pros and cons of both for sure.
I'm sure there are. And you're surrounded by kind of like big schools around there. So if you wanted to go to a football game or something, you could. But looking back on your 4 years, what would you say is kind of the biggest thing you've learned or appreciated?
Oh, wow. What do I think?
You're like everything.
I think, well, definitely recently I've just been doing a lot of like thinking about just my whole time being here, especially being a senior. I'm like, wow, like I've been doing a lot of reflecting.
Yes, and I feel that.
Yeah, and I think like a lot of times I can just like be like in a, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like be in a bad mood or like, oh, I'm so tired, I have to wake up for weights today. But like this part of my life is going to be like done soon, and I'm not going to get to go wake up with all my friends and work out, or I'm not going to be able to just hang out with my whole team and play games. So I'm just like really trying to live in the moment almost, and just like be so thankful for this opportunity that I've been able to play volleyball in college. Like how many people get to say they can do that? So I'm just like really trying to be, like just thankful for this opportunity, and just whatever you're doing. And when you're in college, just live in the moment, because it's going to go by so fast.
No, it really does. These 4 years flew by, I swear. I'm like, what happened? But I love that. Like, I feel like some days I wake up and complain about 6 a.m. practice, but I'm like, wait, like on the bright side, I don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. ever again for practice. But then it's like, oh no, like on the kind of like sadder side, it's like, I don't get to do this forever. It's like, I don't get to see my best friends and my teammates at 6 a.m. while we're all like laughing and joking about how we got no sleep last night and everything like that. So I love that. Well, those are kind of all the questions I have. I have loved getting to talk to you. I feel like every time we catch up or talk, it's always so great. So thank you for kind of sharing your college experience and everything like that.
Thank you, Lex. I feel like we can like not talk for months and then we talk again. It's like we never.
I know. We pick up where we left off every single time. I love it. Well, I think that's a wrap. Thank you for listening and be sure to get caught up on all of our previous episodes and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on Hold the Mic. Be sure to follow our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook accounts at Hold the Mic Podcast.